Thoughts on the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 5 and verses 15 to 20. Be content at home. Proverbs 5, verses 15 to 20. Solomon, the writer of the Proverbs, is in a very delicate section. He's in a very dealing with matters which are very personal and intimate. And he doesn't pull any punches. He's very clear about it. He's warning his son not to go down the way of adultery, pornography, and immorality. And here he's on the positive side, verses 15 to 20. Drink from your own cistern, and so on. In other words, be content at home. In his day, clearly, immorality and adultery was rife, and it certainly is today. Immorality, adultery, pornography is pressed upon us from all quarters. The internet, TV, books, magazines, all things. The pressure on is immense. The temptations are there. Both inward and outward pressures are enormous today. The temptation is virulent. It's pressing upon us everywhere. And here is Solomon addressing his son, and the word of God is very general on this. Avoid immorality, and now be content at home. The law, the covenant you have made with your wife, keep it. You remember that God likens Israel's departure spiritually from him in going to the pagans. He likens that to breaking the marriage covenant. This is a very important principle with God. Keeping the covenant, keeping trust between husband and wife, be content at home. You and your spouse, nobody else. This is God-given. God-given desires, God-given appetites, but they are meant to be satisfied within that God-given man and wife relationship, husband and wife. Keep in those bounds. That's what Solomon's saying. It's all explicit here. It's laid out very clearly. Otherwise, we come to the dreadful position where we have a breakdown of trust and a breakdown of covenant. You get it in the book of Malachi very clearly. Israel breaks the covenant. Judah breaks the covenant. And adultery, of course, between man and wife. This is the breaking of the covenant, the breaking down of trust, and all the horrors and the sadness of that. Keep within bounds. This is what God is saying here to us, spiritually and physically too. Spiritual adultery is idolatry. Ephesians 5, 25 to 33, very clear. Marriage is likened, or the church is likened, the love of God for his people is likened to marriage. Well, don't let's break down that picture, brother and sister. Let us hold on to this principle. And the law was very clear. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, and so on. It's all very clear. But there is almost a universal breakdown today. And these have dreadful consequences. The spin-off from all this can be dreadful, children and so on. Let us shine as witnesses in this dark and decadent age. While Solomon knew it, it's always been with us, it's rampant, but never more so than today. Now is the time, brother and sister in Christ, for us to show to the world what covenant keeping means. May we be content at home.